When Old South Church in the 1920s was contemplating the introduction of radio ministry, airing services over the airwaves, our senior minister of the time, George Gordon, was rather opposed to the idea. The reason? He was not convinced that listeners at home would comport themselves with proper reverence. They might not dress up for church at home. Instead of sitting up straight in the pews, they might slouch. And what if, God forbid, they succumb to sipping coffee during service? Just saying. Will you pray with me? Gracious and holy God, come near now to each of us, so near as to oil the hinges of our hearts' doors, that they may swing gently and easily to welcome your coming. Amen. The long, probing, sometimes uncomfortable, somewhat testy exchange between Jesus and the Samaritan woman, it is no chin wag. Chin wag, a long and pleasant conversation between friends. Chin wag, idle chatter among pals. This exchange between Jesus and the Samaritan woman, it is no chin wag. The two aren't friends, they're not neighbors, and they're not family. The exchange is sometimes tense, the two circling each other as if sparring. And note this, among the many topics raised between them is, where should we worship? Well, there's a timely question. The Samaritans, then and still today, claim that Mount Gerizim is the holiest site of all. It is there, say the Samaritans, that we should worship. After all, Moses decreed its sanctity, and it was upon Mount Gerizim that Abraham came that close to sacrificing his only son, Isaac. Alternately, the Jews of Jesus' day held that the true locale for worship was in Jerusalem, at the temple. So imagine the people of ancient Palestine off to worship for Shabbat. Half of them go that way and the other that way. Who knew today's lectionary reading, landing as it does in the midst of a pandemic and social distancing, would be about where to gather for worship? Happily for us, for we who are dispersed today, unable to gather at any single holy place. Happily for us, Jesus decrees that true worship need not be associated with any particular location, no matter how sacred or venerable. Here we are then, not by our own brilliance or faithfulness, but by an act of fate, living out Jesus' teachings, dispersed, yet gathered, in diaspora, yet tuned in to screens from kitchen and bedroom, living room and hotel room, car and train. Here we are today, gathered, not in body, but present and worshiping God in spirit. We may be following Jesus' teaching, but let us admit this. What is happening here, across the world, is profoundly disconcerting. It is disquieting. The breadth of social disruption, staggering and worrying. It feels dystopian. And we don't know how bad it will get or who might be taken from us. Nevertheless, all of that notwithstanding, we have much for which to give our God thanks this day. Moreover, we have a responsibility to give God thanks. St. Paul admonishes us to give thanks in all circumstances, bar none. Perhaps especially amidst the circumstance of pandemic today. So I have a list of that for which I am deeply thankful in this strange and worrying season. Maybe my list will spark your own. Perhaps you will be moved in the coming days to pause, turn off the news, stop counting the new cases, and make a list of that for which you are thankful. Here is my list. I give God thanks for the members of Old South Church's COVID-19 Blue Ribbon Task Force. Comprised of experts in medicine, public health, and government, these people took time from their harried lives in the worst moment of their lives, time from work and family, to talk, confer, advise, and help us make the best decision possible with the information we had. The hard decision, I dare say, the holy decision, to suspend in-person worship and all gatherings until we find ourselves on the other side of pandemic. Because of this task force, our decision was informed by science, math, reason, and good citizenship. Because of this task force, we made the decision early enough to adjust our plans and programming that we might be here today, that our children gathered this morning by Zoom to study together. So today, I give God thanks for Brad, Nancy K, David D, David B, Hillary, Lisa and Kyle, Alan and Laurel, Phil, Steve, Ralph, and Rich. I also give God thanks for you who support this church throughout the year. It is by your generosity that among our staff is a full-time communications expert. Jamie is here today behind the camera. In the past few days, she has worked tirelessly to comb through all our messaging, website, social media, outdoor signage, to bring them in conformity with this new normal. I give God thanks for you who support this church, enabling us to communicate and worship together right now. I give God thanks for my colleagues on the staff of Old South Church in Boston. You, Old South Church, you could not be better served than by this team right now. Your staff has swung into action with competence, compassion, and courage, all working together, working overtime, as we shift into a whole new way of doing things. I give God thanks for my colleagues. I give God thanks for the daffodils in our church garden. They know nothing of this contagion, and I like that about them. A few of them are up now, bright, cheerful, brave, and resolute. I give God thanks that in this season of pandemic, we are well served by medical and public health officials, and that by email, the World Wide Web, television, and radio, we have ready access to desperately needed information. I give God thanks for all of that. I give God thanks for our own members who are doctors and nurses who are on the front lines, in the trenches, battling with professionalism, kindness, courage, and sacrifice. I give God thanks for all of you. I give God thanks for the resources of our Christian faith, for psalms that by turns rail and rage, comfort and soothe. I give God thanks for sacred music and sacred story and familiar prayers. These are the church's treasure, sacred resources formed and burnished over two millennia, formed and burnished by ancestors who have known their own share of grief and terror. They are there for us, for our use now, binding us with the saints across time. And in this season of pandemic, as we are reminded of human fragility in the face of calamity, with our mortality and indisputable presence, I give God thanks for the hope of heaven. I give God thanks for my family, whom I love fiercely. And finally, my list is longer, but I won't go on. Finally, I give God thanks for old friends who, in a season of pandemic, reach out for a good chin wag. I've had a couple of those these past few days. Long, rambling, pleasant conversation comprised of idle chatter, catching up, good gossip, and sentences that begin, "Oh, I remember the time." They make me glad, these chin wags and these friends. They make me smile. They bring me joy. They do me good. For these and for so much more, even today, especially today, I give God my high thanksgiving. Amen.